Welcome to The Office Show, a show about all things Microsoft Office. I'm Tina, and this is Laura, and everything we're going to show you today will be available to you through blogs.office.com. Now, Laura.
Yeah.
Everybody's had to sit through a presentation where you're just bored to death.
Oh, God, and you know, usually they're yours.
Yeah.
So, that's why today's show is all about designing in PowerPoint 2010. We're going to show these guys, you, three different ways to make your deck so beautiful that no one will ever fall asleep in your presentations again.
No, I'm listening. I'm all ears. Now, we're going to show you this in three different parts. We've got a super quick and dirty trick, a great time saver, and we actually custom built 150 slides to create a flipbook in PowerPoint.
It's awesome.
Now, this deck really shows that when you're using PowerPoint, the only limit is your own imagination.
Whether you realize it or not, the principles of design are already hardwired into your head. If colors clash or proportions are off, things just look wrong, right? So here are three basic principles to follow. Number one, balance. Imagine there's a scale in the middle of your screen. Make sure the objects on one side add up to the same visual weight as the other. Number two, directional forces. Try arranging elements so they guide your eye in a strong direction. Number three, proportion. Now, here's a design shortcut invented by the ancient Greeks. When you're scaling your shapes, start with the smallest and make all of the following shapes 1.6 times bigger than the last. That's the golden ratio, and it's like a magic trick for calculating the right proportions. You'll see it reproduced everywhere in nature and architecture. So those are the basic principles, and you should keep them in mind on your next project.
But maybe you don't have time to worry about principles. Maybe you only have 10 minutes to come up with something great. Well, here's how you do it. Just hit File, New, and this area sends you straight to office.com. where there are thousands of great templates to choose from. Let's look at presentations. And let's get this static text effects deck, which even has 3D text effects to choose from. Let's grab this clear 3D slide. Now this deck has instructions on how to reproduce this effect step by step, but we're just gonna go ahead and change the text. I can just build my new deck by duplicating this slide. Or I can start a new deck and use the reuse slide feature to insert this text effect. But I want to warn you, for starting from a template, you want to be really careful. Here's why.
Hey everybody, thanks for coming out to hear my PowerPoint.
What are you doing?
Would you wear green?
I'm going to show you my original PowerPoint presentation.
Let's show mine, actually.
I downloaded this from the website. I guess you did, too.
Download the same
you?
Template as me.
That's awesome.
There goes Tina. No personalization. You could have put in a little effort.
You never do it right, you
all.
Yeah, don't let that happen to you. Next up, we've got Doug, and he's going to show you what you can really do to make your decks completely original. Take it away, Doug.
Thanks, Laura. Well, we're going to customize your presentation here. And you go to the Design tab here in PowerPoint, and you can look at, there's 50 themes here that you can change your presentation if you need to change it. But not only that, there's different colors you can get for each theme. So it's not just 50 themes. There's literally hundreds of different combinations. So let's say, you know, you let Tina go first and you do your presentation. You could change your color to something a little grayer or something like that, and now you have a different presentation right there instantly in PowerPoint. We're going to take another presentation of Laura, and we're going to do something with pictures. Now, this is a new feature in PowerPoint 2010. We're going to insert a photo, and let's say you're doing a flower shot presentation, Laura. Well, here's a wonderful sunflower shot. Now, this is big, and it's blue, and maybe you don't like all that blue sky. It's kind of boxy. We can shrink that down. Now, this new feature here is called Remove Background, and you just, here, I'm just going to touch it. And they kind of guess what the background's going to be. And it's all in purple. And you can change this to get what you need. And then you just press Keep Changes. And look, suddenly the blue sky, it's gone. And if you want to, you can even manually do even more changes. Let's say you just want to use that sunflower. You can tell PowerPoint what you don't want as the background. And look, here's a sunflower. Okay, next. Balance. Let's say you're doing a little thing, you got some money figures and you have this whole part of the screen you want to picture. So again, we're going to go to Insert and we're going to go to Picture and we're going to grab a little image about money. And this is kind of big and boxy, but you can crop this. But not only can you crop it, you can crop it to a shape in this menu. So we go to Crop and we go crop to shape, and you can pick any of the shapes you want to. In fact, shapes can help tell a story. So with this, we're going to crop to a shape, and look, that profits are going up. Or maybe for you, Laura, maybe when it comes to money, maybe you just love money. Okay, so there's our... Now, this third feature, this is a hidden feature. This is something... Well, you have to go to the blog to get the instructions of how to do this. But it deals with shapes. So we're going to insert a couple shapes, and you can do this with as many shapes as you want. We're going to go with a couple different ones here. Let's do this. And then we'll add an arrow. Okay, so I'm going to grab all those shapes, and you go over this new thing that's in the Quick Access Toolbar, but it's called Combine Shapes. And you press a button, and look, it creates a different shape for you. Now here's a little something for all those March Rogers, for all those design gurus. Not only that, this is not just combining shapes, this is actually creating a new shape. Look, I've created my own shape. And that's just some of the design features in PowerPoint 2010 to make your presentations sparkle, to make them look great. And Lauren, Tina, we didn't even talk about some of the new features in PowerPoint 2010. That includes you can work and edit with video. There's a ton of great new animations. And you can broadcast your presentation over the internet. So that's just some of the great things in PowerPoint 2010. And
now Doug is also the host of his own show, where you can find lots of great office tips at blogs.office.com.
This next segment will really show you the power of designing in PowerPoint. And it's brought to you by our office design guru, March Rogers, Mr. Overboard himself.
Here's your new phone, March.
Oh, I can do something with this. Better.
All right, March, what are you going to show us today?
I'm going to show you a flipbook animation done by a very talented designer who works at Microsoft called Ali Hood. And what she did is she spent about a week to custom build a 150-frame animation that takes you through all four seasons in about 30 seconds.
Awesome. Now, I know the answer to this, but why don't you tell the audience, why use PowerPoint to do this?
Sure. Well, one of the strengths of PowerPoint is the ability to animate your presentation to tell a story. Now, there's a lot of great built-in animations for PowerPoint, but if you want to push those boundaries, then you need to roll up your sleeves and do something a little crazier. As far back as the 19th century, people have been playing with a form of animation called the flipbook. You draw a series of pictures on separate pages, and then you literally flip through them quickly so that it looks like the picture is moving. It'd be pretty cool to do an awesome version of that, right? Let's take a look.
Awesome, unbelievable, and it looks so professional. Can you talk to me a little bit about the technical aspect of how it's done?
Sure, absolutely. Well, this is a standard sort of animation technique that's been used by Disney for 80 or 90 years, mm-hmm. where each cell has a background graphic, and then also you've got foreground elements. So as well as flipping from one scene to the next, you also have movement within the scene, and that gives you a wonderful organic feel.
Cool.
So this was one person's job for a little over a week, and they custom drew every single element, every shadow, exclusively in PowerPoint. And they were able to control the frame rate very closely, and we got down to less than a tenth of a second per frame in order to get the level of smoothness that we wanted. And it's great that you can have that level of control in PowerPoint.
And can anyone do this? What's the learning curve, would you say, to be able to get to this level?
Well, it's one of these things where PowerPoint's a wide open tool, so it really depends on people's experience. Obviously, they can take it wherever their skill level, their comfort level, their creativity takes them. And when you're done with it, one of the things you can do is in the new PowerPoint 2010 is you can save it as a video and share it with your friends.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to get out there and start making my own animations. Thank you so much for coming down, and thank you guys for watching. Tune in next time to The Office Show.
So that's PowerPoint 2010, and my Post-it fell off my back pocket.
A little person who's
you never wear green! You look terrible in green!
I feel sick.
Listen, people watching.
Effort, right?
A little effort. You could have done something.
You knee effort?
But now,
why don't you try a little bit of effort? The hair?
Come on, let's go. Yeah, I'm sorry. It just smells so natural.
It's almost there. We go. You like that? Click, click, click,
I like
boom.
You say so.
Oh, I'm gonna get medieval on this phone's stupid. You ready?
Okay, all the way down. More. More. Sorry.
That's fine.
Can you get that?
I should do more yoga.